Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
And what has this year been all about? It's been all about COVID, COVID, COVID. And to tell us more about COVID, COVID, COVID is Dr. Daniel Israelson. Doctor, how are you today?
Hi, Chad. Nice to be with you.
Sure. It's getting hectic again. We thought things were coming right. We're now hearing that the youth are infected quite badly by what we think is a new mutation, but we just laymen. Can you fill us in a bit?
So both in South Africa and overseas, a new variant of COVID-19 has been identified, which is interesting. I mean, it's not something that's unexpected for a virus. In the viral world, viruses do mutate. And generally in the overall progression of the viral world, this is often a very positive thing, because when viruses mutate, they often become less harmful to human beings, which possibly just in our layman terms is why something like swine flu was something that initially came onto the market, onto the world being so scary to people, and today is much more common and less so. But obviously with COVID-19, we aren't sure as to how, you know, significant this mutation is, and how, you know, whether or not the new variant of it is going to be worse or not.
And tell me, the youth, why are they seemingly now being more impacted upon? Was it because we thought to ourselves, you know, it's not going to affect them as much, and now that we're seeing the youth being impacted, that it's now come home that this virus does not distinguish between anybody, age, religion, anything?
Yeah, so in this new mutation, we have seen the labs have seen higher viral loads in the carriers of the virus, and particularly amongst young people. So, and certainly phenotypically. So that means, in the way that the virus expresses, we've seen in young people that they are actually getting symptoms of the disease. So, you know, I think that there's really been a complacency in South Africa where people feel if they are young and don't have comorbidities that they aren't going to be affected. And we've seen, especially in this new variant, which was picked up initially in, you know, the Cape and KwaZulu-Natal, but really is felt now is across the whole, is moved to all over South Africa, that the youth are at risk and need to understand that, you know, it can affect them as much as it can affect old people.
Can we expect more mutations, and will the mutations impact on the vaccine?
Good question. So, according to, and I mean, this is not information I'm making up, according to Caprisa, and according to the NRCV, we don't know yet whether these mutations, we know that the mutations are there. We know that they're real. We know that in the first wave of this disease, there was very little mutation. And now there really are significant mutations that have been picked up. We don't, at this point, it's thought that the mutations probably will not be significant enough that if there is a the vaccines at the moment will cover the new variants as well. But obviously if the virus mutates a lot, then the vaccines won't work. But that's why, for example, with flu, you know, every year you need to have slightly different vaccines for the new flu strains. Another thing that follows on from that question is if you've had, you know, COVID before and you have antibodies and you get exposed to this new variant, can you get it again? Again, if the new variant is similar, then no. But if there's a lot of mutation and it's a completely new variant, it begs the question that you could get it again.
So, of course, the advice you would give is exactly the same as normal, Doc?
It is the same as normal, which I know people are always looking for new, novel advice that seems to be good. And unfortunately, with this new variant, I mean, I wouldn't freak out about it, but I would say that because we're seeing change, if anything, we should be more careful, because it just shows that while we make progression in terms of vaccines and what we know about this virus, we are now that the virus changes, it kind of sets us back. But it's also important to remember the positive side of this is that if this virus is changing, just like other viruses in the history of mankind have changed and very often have become less potent and less harmful, the hope is that over time this virus will become less harmful to human beings, and as it mutates, they, you know, we've seen that with other viruses, that they become less disease causing, and that could be a way that the world is somewhat saved from COVID-19.
Dr. Daniel Israel, General Practitioner at Dr. Daniel Israel and Associates, based at the Bloemberg Medical Center, Johannesburg. Thank you so much. We're going to be chatting to you again tomorrow regarding COVID.
Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.